Taking a look at the April WASDE report. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Yesterday at 11 a.m. Central Time, the USDA released their World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates for April.
So the April WASDE generally isn't a market mover, and I think, frankly, a lot of people have just kind of thrown it to the side compared to the recent news that we've had. But, surprisingly, USDA was a little more active on this report. Starting off in the corn has been steady and strong throughout this tariff talk. The USDA did reduce ending stocks 75 million bushels, so a pretty big chunk. That coming from, increased exports, mostly.
That's John Dick with Swenson Investments and Commodities giving us a little bit of an update on corn ending stocks, which totaled in the April WASDE 1.465 billion bushels. And as for soybeans, there were some reductions in ending stocks there as well.
They did reduce ending stocks about 5 million bushels, so not a big reduction, but overall we're pretty tight with beans domestically. Nice to see them doing that as well.
Ending stocks on soybeans totaled 375 million bushels for April. And finally, wheat.
They increased our ending stocks about 27 million bushels, I believe, coming from imports. Globally, we're still really tight, and domestically, we are pretty dang tight as well.
Wheat ending stocks totaled at 846 million bushels as of the USDA April WASDE. And as for South America corn and soy production, nothing was really changed from March to April when it comes to the numbers in that report. Again, John Dick with Swenson Investments and Commodities giving us an update on this April's WASDE report. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.